Morning, brothers and sisters.
Morning, Jeff.
The exhortation this morning became somewhat a personal journey for me, and I'd sort of like to invite you on a similar sort of journey. Each of us walks our own path with the Lord, but we each come from different backgrounds, and we each have different trials and tribulations, and each have different needs, and even our walk with the Lord is slightly different for each of us. The exhortation is sort of loosely based around the need, as stated in 1 Corinthians 11 verse 28, examine yourselves before we come to the altar, before we come to the table, before we come to the table of remembrance. And to examine ourselves, we actually have to know ourselves somewhat to be able to measure ourselves. Otherwise, what are we going to measure? The word examine in itself means to prove yourself approved of God. Come up to a certain standard, the standard set out in Scripture, the standard set out by God. So, to start off with, I'm going to introduce myself in a way that is known to New Zealanders, not so much to Australians. but I'll translate it into English for those who So, Maori, there's a term of introduction called pepeha, which is to introduce yourself to the audience, whether it's at a marae, whether it's at a hui, a meeting or whatever. And very simply, it states where you're from. So, ko Puketawa toko maanga. Puketawa is the mountain near where I live. Ko Tarariki toko awa. Tarariki is the river that runs at the bottom of our place. Ko Hauraki toko rohi. Hauraki is the district I live in. Ko Jeff toko noa. My name is Jeff. And that's a really simplified form of pepeha. I could go through, and the form for it is yay long, and it's going to take miles too long to take the whole exhortation just to get through it, so we'll shorten it up a little bit. It's fairly brief, and it doesn't tell anybody very much apart from where I come from, where my district is, my relationship to the land. It doesn't elaborate on me as a person. It doesn't elaborate on my relationship with God or the spiritual world. So in that way, it's lacking quite a lot. Even if I add all the extra, it doesn't really add a lot to that relationship with God. So I have nothing really in that description on myself to measure myself against. I can change districts, I can change mountains, I can change rivers, and we'll come to that towards the end of the exhortation. So we go to Scripture and look at how maybe somebody else might introduce themselves in Scripture, and probably the prime example, at least the example I chose anyway, Acts 22 verse 3, where Paul is describing who he is to those who are basically forming an inquisition against him. They're trying to prove him wrong, they're trying to prove him an error, they're trying to prove a means of putting him to death. And Paul protests and announces who he is, basically a pepeha from Scripture. He says, I'm a Jew. I'm born in Tarsus in Cilicia. Well, Cilicia was an area that became Armenia and is now part of modern-day Turkey. So Paul wasn't really connected with Israel as such, apart from the fact that he was a Jew. And that's all it gives us of his physical background, where he came from. One sentence, pretty much. And then he moves into where his thinking comes from. He was brought up at the feet of Gamaliel, And interestingly enough, the name Gamaliel means God is my reward. And there's a suggestion that the family of Gamaliel had suffered loss, and that the birth of Gamaliel was a reward from God to recompense. Paul goes on to say he was taught according to the law and zealous towards God. We find out in Acts 23 verse 6 that he describes himself as a Pharisee of the Pharisees. Quite a high title indeed. Almost like the Pope. Priest of all priests. 1 Timothy 1 verse 15, he actually starts describing his relationship with God. Truly. Not just being taught by Gamaliel, but where he is with God. He describes himself as chief of all sinners. And the reason for that, he describes in Acts 22 verse 20 that he consented to Stephen's death and everything associated with that, the persecution of the witnesses of God at that time. So the difference is quite clear. The Maori Pepeha talks about the physical aspects of life, and the difference being here that Paul's Pepeha, or introduction of himself, speaks of relationships with God and with men. So that's Paul describing himself. To bring it into today's term, I'm going to give you another Pepeha of in the form of Paul's. So my Pepeha then would look something like, I'm Jeff. I was born in Te Puke. My mother was a non-practicing Presbyterian, but a mother who encouraged me in Christian association. And in the week before she died, she actually admitted to me she thought at some time in my life I'd be a pastor. Well, that was her thought for me. As a 16-year-old, I learned about a relationship with God through the visit of an American basketball team on a gospel outreach. And I met some truly wonderful young people who had quite an intense relationship with God. I had my Damascus experience on the top of the Kynoise. For our visitors, it's the big hill up behind us. After learning of my wife, or my wife soon to be at the time, being involved in a car accident, and in prayer and in a lot of distress at the top of the Kynoise, I stopped and I exchanged my life for Jill's in prayer with God, and he answered my prayer. I learned about the Word of God in quite a strange way as well. Soon after we were married, in fact, I think only the week after we were married, we were praying, saying, Lord, send us somebody to teach us of your Word. And two Jehovah's Witnesses, or husband and wife Jehovah's Witness, turned up. We thought, Lord, this is okay, we'll go with this. And it turned out to be an amazing, wonderful thing, because it made us look at the Word, at what they were saying. We learnt more about the Word, discussing with them, and it was basic stuff. We learnt very, very quickly that Jehovah's Witnesses weren't the way, that they had some things that were right, but there's some things obviously wrong. So we were strengthened greatly in our walk with the Lord and the Word of God in that time. My Pepeha continues. I was baptised into fellowship in Hamilton with my wife, Jill, at the time. And then we entered into fellowship with Christadelphians, Rennie McGill and Tauranga when she was alive, Phil Lynn and Leon Helen in Pitaru, and we lived at Pukeatua, and now the Bay of Plenty Ecclesia. So my relationship with God, in my measuring where I've come from to where I am now, has been extremely mixed. We've come from trials and tribulations, even to the despairing life itself, to great joy and tribulation in Jill and my marriage, in our baptism, in the family that God's bestowed upon us, in the marriage of that family, and that family coming into the Lord. There's been huge joy and jubilation. So I have a lot of things in my background that I can say, this is where I've been. Where am I now? Against that background, I need to examine myself. Where am I now in my relationship with God? I know my sins before baptism are washed away in the waters of baptism. Therefore, am I up to date in my confession and repentance of sins since that time? Am I doing what work God has presented to me? Am I walking the walk, so to speak, rather than just talking the talk? Or have I become neglectful and maybe a little careless? Is there anything impeding my relationship with God that stems from my relationship in the ecclesia and outside in the world? Is there anything that needs putting right? Well, some time ago I did an exhort on forgiveness and about letting it go and giving it to God. Have I in fact let those trespasses against me go? Have I given them to God, and have I, like God, cast them into the sea of my forgetfulness? The answer to that's really hard, because no, sometimes it comes back and haunts me. So these sorts of things I'm examining myself on before I come to this. If I haven't sorted those things out, I need to get them sorted before I come here. And I'm sure it's something that we all go through, something that we all need to. And at times, I know when we do come here, we think, maybe I shouldn't. And it's something that we need to be careful about, because we need to be right before God to partake of the emblems. They're not something that cures us. There's something that are an expression of our relationship with God. Yes, we are strengthened by them, hugely. Yes, we are given hope by them. But we need to be right with God first. In the light of coming to the breaking of bread, am I doing what God asks of me? Do I give thanks always for all things unto God? Ephesians 5, verse 20. And that's a challenge. That was a real challenge to me. It's just not those things that He has blessed us with, but those trials and hurts that have occurred as well. The word is all. And always, not just some things and just those bits that we like. So we give thanks to God always for all things. It's been a real challenge, some of those all things. So in the light of all that, where now is my walk in the Lord and the love of the Father? How do I measure that? Where do I fit? 1 John 2 verse 15 says, love not the world, neither the things in the world. For if you love the things of the world, the love of the Father is not in you. Conversely, if you love not the things of the world, the love of the Father is in you. And that gives me some comfort, because I know my love of the things of the world are fading away. As my walk with the Lord grows longer and stronger, my love of those things of the world becomes less important, sometimes to the annoyance of people around me who and people who know me that think things should go better for us and I should be striving harder to achieve material things. But I find those things less and less and less important in my life. So when all these things are in order, when I've sorted out my sins and trespasses of those who've trespassed against me, of my desire to be of the world, or conversely, lack of desire to be part of the world, once I have that in order, then I can come to that table of remembrance. As a table of remembrance, it's a table of reconciliation as well. It's that table that brings us, is a symbol rather, of that which brings us into a closer relationship with God. It reconciles us because of this examination of ourselves. It proves to God that we are trying. He knows our hearts. He knows that the effort that we put into satisfying what he wants for us in our lives is truly what is good for us in our walk with him. So, where am I now? Have I sinned? Yes, we've all sinned. Have I been forgiven? Yes, I believe so. Are my relationships with the Father and with Jesus Christ our Lord and with my brothers and sisters and family in order? Yes, but improvement is always needed. So at this stage, I believe I can partake of the emblems as laid before us. So what does my pepeha look like now? What has it given me in my head? The transition from being where I was, which I've described this morning, to where I expect to be. And I believe in the future, I can introduce myself as, my name is Jeff. My mountain is Zion. My river is the Jordan. My rohi, or land, is Israel, and I am a son of God, and I partake of these emblems knowing that that future is in front of me.